House Speaker Brad Wilson called the session to order. He started with an appeal for unity.
The next 2 days, regardless of party, need to be about policy, not about politics at all. We are all on the same team. We are on Team Utah.
The House passed a measure that would allow school districts to use property taxes to pay for modifications needed to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Then they moved on to a bill that would ban knee holds by police officers. It also bars the police academy from teaching chokeholds and other forms of restraints. Representative Carl Albright voiced his opposition.
Well, I don't think we're doing anything in Utah or law enforcement that's been out of line. I just don't think we need to force a law. Let's let the law enforcement arena take care of that.
After a lively discussion about how to prosecute officers who broke the law and a number of statements in support of the measure, the bill's sponsor, Representative Sandra Hollins, said this.
Our communities have been in fear for a long time. This is just a down payment for them to say, we hear you, we want you a part of our community, and we're going to make sure that you feel safe.
The bill passed with an overwhelming majority in the House and then in the Senate. It now heads to the governor for approval. Later during the special session, the Senate will vote on a plan to amend the state's budget to account for a COVID-19 related shortfall. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.